Name is Barbara Halazon. Exam number is 3AJL. Claimant's name is Ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R, Acre, A-K-E-R, case number 1801263. Seen through the Traverse City office, 4913. Date of dictation, 41413. New paragraph, psychiatric, psychological, medical report. History of illness, complaints, and symptoms. Ask the nature of her disability. Ms. Acre reported she suffers from type 1 diabetes, scoliosis, occulta, A-C-C-U-L-T-A, spina bifida. She reports she has a lot of back pain and headaches. Claimant reports she has memory problems. She also reports she suffers anxiety and ADHD. Quote, I'm a nervous wreck when it comes to... Let's just state I'm a nervous wreck, period. Take off the rest of that sentence. New paragraph. Asked to describe her diabetes, she reported she found out within the last 7 months that she was diabetic. Claimant reported that... she was getting constant headaches at the time. She reported, quote, and pretty much my sugars were getting low, unquote. She reports she now takes 3 shots daily as well as pills. She takes metformin. She tests 4 to 5 times daily. Claimant reported she went in because she had lost 40 pounds in 1 month. Claimant is asked how it limits her. She commented, quote, it limits everything. She indicated her levels are not under control. She reports she may go as low as 48 or as high as 750. Claimant commented, quote, well, that's what it was when I first tested, unquote. She reports on the medications, her highs are 230, sometimes up to 350. She reports this is in the mornings. Ask if she follows a diabetic diet, quote, for the most part, yeah, unquote. Ask what that means, quote, well, sometimes I have a little snack here and there, unquote. Ask how the diabetes affects her day-to-day, quote, headaches. I get a huge headache every day from it. Sometimes it'll go away and then come back again. New paragraph. She commented, quote, and I have a lot of back problems and I have a hard time falling asleep at nighttime. I can't get comfortable. I toss or turn. I can't sleep on my side or my back. It's a whole comfort thing. It takes a while, unquote. She commented, quote, and when I go to get out of bed, I can barely move. I can't bend down, and my lower back, it takes a while to start moving in the morning, unquote. She went on to comment, quote, and last week I could barely move around at all, and it comes and goes, but it's more there than not, unquote. New paragraph. She went on to describe that she doesn't lift over about 5 pounds. She doesn't exercise like she should. She reported, quote, I can't really do sit-ups or anything like that, unquote. New paragraph asked to describe her anxiety, quote, it's more like at nighttime, I guess. Things running through my head, it won't shut off. I'm constantly worried about things, unquote. She reports she has worried about this, quote, for years, ever since I was little. And I've always had ADHD. When I was a kid, being in groups would bother me, talking in front of people, having to do group things, and still to this day, if someone else was in here, open parens, besides examiner and herself, closed parens, I wouldn't be able to talk, unquote. Asked to describe herself as having ADHD, quote, I can never get nothing accomplished. I forget everything. I don't concentrate. I start things, but I never finish things. I'm on one thing to another, unquote. Treatment medications, claimant brings with her insulin, metformin, Neurontin, quote, for my back and restless leg, unquote, Ultram for, quote, pain, a Flonase inhaler. She reports she takes nothing for insurances, quote, because I lost my, nothing for anxiety because, quote, I lost my insurance, unquote. She reported she used to take medications for ADHD. She took Ritalin and Strattera. New paragraph. Ask if she's in any counseling, quote, I just started 2 weeks ago, unquote. Ask what caused her to start, quote, because I, dot, 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 well, I was abusing opiates, unquote. Ask where she's going for counseling. She reports she goes to Catholic Charities. Ask who she sees, quote, I don't even know her name. I just started, unquote. She reports she goes one time every other week. She has gone so far to 2 different appointments. Ask what caused her to start treatment now, as she likely didn't start opiate abuse recently. She commented, quote, because I haven't been able to see my kids, and I want to get them back in my life. I need to grow up, unquote. Claimant indicates that she has lost, or she hasn't been in contact with her children for 8 months. Ask what opiates do for her. Quote, it made me feel better. Ask how. Quote, I don't know. I get things done. I felt I would accomplish things. Unquote. New paragraph. She reports that she has checked into inpatient programs a couple of different times in her lifetime. Quote, but I didn't last too long. Unquote. I mean, is asked how it was discovered that she was abusing opiates and her children were removed. Quote, well, I had gone to jail. No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. I had gone to get my children, and I called my mother, and she called the doctor, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant denies psychiatric hospital stays. Ask if she's ever been suicidal. Quote, I thought about it, but I never attempted it. Ask what stops her. Quote, I don't have the balls to do it. That and my children, unquote. Let's go back to where she stated she was in two appointments. Put this right there. The first time I was there, they introduced me. No, I introduced myself, and they asked, and she asked what was going on. And the second time, she just talked about if I had used the week before, unquote. New paragraph. Ask about other hospitalizations. Claimant commented, quote, well, rehab too, unquote. She commented, quote, just when I was older. I don't think I had any before, unquote. Claimant reported that she was hit by a car about 4 years ago. Ask what was hurt. Quote, I think I couldn't turn my head. I don't remember. Unquote. Claimant went to rehab at 25 or 26 at Marquette for 30 days. She went to rehab when she was 27 or 28 in Marquette for 21 days. She then went to the hospital for diabetes for 2 days, July 2012. Births of children, 2000 and 2004. She reports she has two boys, age 13 and 9. She commented, quote, and my oldest son has a lot of issues and is not able to see me, unquote. Personal history, claimant was born in Escanaba, Michigan. One brother, one sister. She's youngest within the sibship. She grew up in an intact family. She reports she got along fair with family members. She described her parents' marital relationship as good. Reports the family was stable financially without financial problems. Claimant denied physical or sexual abuse against her in childhood. She reports father was disabled. He worked at Harnish Figure for a time and became disabled with emphysema. He is still living and is 63 years of age. Mother is retired from the courthouse where she was a treasurer. Mother is also still living and 63 years of age. Ask what her childhood was like. Quote, I didn't really get along with my sister. All the greatest, unquote. Ask what happened between them. Quote, well, my sister is one who thinks she's better than everybody. I talk to her now, but I don't make it a point to call her, unquote. Ask how she gets along with her mother, quote, I'm close with both my parents, unquote. She reports she sees them often. New paragraph, claimant reported she went through the 10th grade through Escanaba schools. Ask why she dropped out, quote, I got kicked out, unquote. Ask why, quote, well, I ran into drugs, unquote. Claimant commented, quote, and I wasn't going to my classes, and I skipped a lot of school, and I got a lot of suspensions, unquote. New paragraph. She reports she obtained her GED in 1998. She indicated that this is the same year that she would have graduated. Claimant reports she has one semester at Bay College. Ask how she did. Quote, I don't know. I just couldn't. Well, it was hard. I had my first kid, and I was doing that by myself. She's asked if she thinks she'll ever go back. Quote, well, I'm thinking about hair school or something. But then again, I don't know if I could stand on my feet. New paragraph. Claimant reports she was last employed at Rosie's Diner the beginning of last year, open parens 2012. She was there for 2 months. Ask what happened to the job. Quote, she just didn't. Well, there wasn't a lot of business. Unquote. Ask how she did. Quote, I did fine. I wasn't that hard a worker, though. That's what stops her from working now. Quote, I have tried, but I have a record, and I think that's why. Open parens, people don't hire her. Close parens. Ask how she's supported now. Quote, my boyfriend does. Unquote. Claimant indicates her longest at one place was, quote, I don't know, probably just a few months. Ask if she's ever been fired from a job. Quote, well, I've only been fired from one or two jobs. Ask what happens to her job. Quote, I don't know. I just get bored with them. Ms. asks if she leaves them to go to another job. She reports she often just leaves them. New paragraph. She is single, never married. She has two children. She reported that their children are with their father. Claimant reports she has, quote, court-ordered supervised visits. However, she reported one of the criteria was that she would have to have drug tests. She reported, quote, and I missed a drug test. And now him and his lawyer said they would reschedule it, but now, dot, 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 my ex has a new girlfriend, and he wouldn't, like, let me talk to them on the phone, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant reports she is in a significant other relationship. She reports she's been with her present boyfriend, quote, going on 5 years. New paragraph. Claimant is asked and indicates that she uses opiates, quote, occasionally, unquote. She reports her last use was, quote, well, it's been a couple of weeks. No, it's been 1 week, unquote. Ask what she did use, quote, well, like methadone, unquote. She commented, quote, I'm working on getting on Suboxone, unquote. Claimant reports she uses alcohol occasionally but doesn't abuse it. She smokes pot. She did that, quote, a few days ago, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant reports her drug use started in high school. New paragraph. Asked about history of arrest. Quote, I couldn't even tell you, unquote. She's asked to estimate. She reports she thinks she's been arrested 7 or 8 times. Quote, maybe, unquote. She reports she was arrested for driving on suspended license for larceny. Asked what she was charged with. Quote, well, I was blacked out. I took some stuff from the hospital. Ask what kind of stuff, quote, stupid stuff, like Band-Aids and whatnot. She was charged with retail fraud. She had a possession charge. Ask what her possession was, quote, my son's Ritalin, after I was ordered not to have it, unquote. Claimants asked when she was last arrested. She reported she went to jail a few months ago for back child support. She indicated she had to sit for 5 days. Indicate the last time before that she was charged was 2 or 3 years ago for Ritalin fraud. I'm sorry, that's not right. Not Ritalin fraud, retail fraud. Ask what she took. Quote, I couldn't even tell you. I used to abuse benzos, B-E-N-Z-O-S, and steal. I would black out, unquote. Claimant reported that she owes back child support of $1,500. Commented, quote, and that's with me paying on it, too, unquote. She reported that the last time she was taken to court for back child support, quote, they threw it out, unquote. Daily functioning, social functioning, claimant lives in a house. She reports she's been in her present home about 9 months. She lives there with her boyfriend. The couple are renting. Prior to that, they were in an apartment. Ask if this is a good move for them, quote, yep, unquote. She reports she lives there with him. There are no others in the home, and he doesn't have children. Ask how she gets along with her boyfriend, quote, we get along good, unquote. She reports he works for a construction company. He's laid off for the last few months. Ask when she last was able to visit with her children, quote, July of last year, supervised, unquote. Ask who supervised it. She reports her mother supervised the visits. So they were every other weekend. Ask how that was for her to visit with mother supervising. Quote, shitty, considering I always had them by myself and I had no problems at taking care of them before that, unquote. Ask how she gets along with her children. Quote, good with her mother. Quote, I just get along with her good. I see them, but I don't like her telling me. No, since then, I don't like her telling me, so I'll tell her off, unquote. She asks how she gets along with her father, quote, good with my father, unquote. Ask how she gets along with her siblings, quote, I get along with them fine when I see them. I don't go out of my way. Ask if she has friends. She reports she does. Ask how often she sees a friend, quote, I usually talk to my friends or see them. Past and present interests. Ask what she enjoys doing. Quote, I like to go to the movies and walk. I've got a dog I like going down and playing at the park with. There ain't a whole lot to do in Escanaba. Ask if she's on the computer. She reported, quote, Facebook and emails, unquote. Report she goes to the library, quote, a lot, get books and whatnot, like magazines, unquote. Activities asked to describe her day yesterday, open parens, she had been asked to include meals, close parens. Honestly, I don't remember what I ate. I know I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. I had a checkup. I woke up, I had coffee. I don't eat for a couple of hours. I test my blood sugar before I had the coffee. I went down to the library yesterday. My boyfriend went, we went and got his unemployment yesterday. We went to our house. I took some chili out for dinner. We went out to a friend's house, and me and him went to my parents' house and talked to them. I came home and cooked dinner. Chicken pot pies. I went to bed, unquote. Ask how she sleeps, quote. Last night I didn't because I didn't sleep well the night before. No, I'm sorry. Last night, decent, D-E-C-E-N-T, because I didn't sleep well the night before and I was tired, unquote. New paragraph. Ask what household chores she does. She reports she does dishes. She picks up. She sweeps the floor. And, quote, I clean up, unquote. Claimant reported that on a general day, she might run errands, eat, watch TV, and, quote, hang with my friends, unquote. New paragraph. Ask if she eats 3 meals a day, quote, sometimes I usually do, yeah, unquote. Ask what she had for breakfast, quote, well, I usually don't eat breakfast. It's toast if I do. Ask what she had for lunch, quote, I don't know, a sandwich maybe, and some soup. Ask what she had supper, quote, well, I always have dinner. We always have a 3-course meal for dinner, unquote. General observations. Claimant reports she does not have a driver's license. She lost it in 2004, quote, because I was driving home and my ex's employees, he got a no proof of insurance ticket and he decided not to pay for it. And I got a driving on suspended and I owed even more money for the reinstatement fees, unquote. New paragraph. She is alone in the lobby today. She wears a black coat, black slacks. She carries a black spangled purse with her. Her hair is dark, dyed almost a black color, worn straight down to her mid-back. She has light makeup on. Posture and gait are unremarkable. Memory problems are reported. Mild memory problems are noted. She does have mild memory problems are noted, period. She arrives punctually, denies the need for assistance and preparations for appointments, attitude, behavior. She's in contact with reality. Self-esteem appears adequate. Motor activity on the slow side of normal. She remains aloof and mildly guarded. She is autonomous emotionally. Her motivation is low. She does not exaggerate nor minimize symptoms. Insight fair. Stream of mental activity. Speech is spontaneous, coherent, logical. Tone rate, rhythm, normal. Intellect is estimated to be about average. She does report childhood diagnosis of ADHD, but what she describes is feeling uncomfortable with peers, feeling anxious, being unwilling to get up in front of others. She does state as an adult. She tends to wander from one thing to another, not able to concentrate long enough to finish tasks. Mental trust and thought content. She denies hallucinations, delusions, persecutions. Asks about obsessions. Quote, I just like to have my house clean. Things got to be perfect. Ask what happens if they're not, quote, then they get that way, unquote. She denies thoughts controlled by others, unusual power. She endorses feelings of worthlessness, quote, sometimes, a lot lately, actually, just with my whole kid thing. I haven't felt very good about myself, unquote. She's asked if her children know what is going on. Quote, they've been sneaking over to my ma's house, and they sneak over to see me one or two times. And I think he is worried about getting caught, unquote. Asked about suicidal thoughts, quote, I don't know, I had them a few months ago. Just little stupid things, and my boyfriend always talks to me and makes me realize it's silly, unquote. Somatic complaints of chronic headaches. Report she treats them with Tylenol or ibuprofen and lying down. She states she has stomach pain, quote, once in a while, unquote. Emotional reaction. Today she is dysthymic, generally worried. She describes feeling uncomfortable in public, uncomfortable in interacting with others. She describes chronic substance abuse and reported history of problems with concentration, focus, agitation, inability to stay still and focus on a task. Orientation, time, person, place, memory 6-4, reason 2-3, Presidents Obama, Clinton, Bush. Birthday, April 10, 1981. Age, 32. Information, New York, Florida. Or wait. Cities, Washington, California. Wait, that's a state, .. Current famous people, Obama, J-Lo. Current events, I don't remember. No, I don't really know what's going on. I don't pay too much attention. Calculation, serial 7's 103. Weight, 93. I'm not very good at that. She's asked if she could try. Quote, 86, 79, 72, 65. Done fairly steadily. 5 times 5, 25, 18 divided by 6, 6, or wait, you said shit, 3, unquote. 12 plus 9, 21, 11 minus 3, 8, abstract thinking, I don't know. Grass is greener on the other side of the fence. I don't know, I've heard it, I guess. Spilled milk, don't cry over little things. Similarities and differences, bush and a tree alike, both green, different ones, bushy. Tall and leafy. No, I'm sorry. One's bushy, the other one's tall and leafy. Judgment, stamped, addressed envelope, put it in a mailbox, fire in a theater, tell everyone to get out, call the fire department. Future plans to get my kids back, hopefully, have some kind of an income coming in. Additional information included in her file is a past CE evaluation done by Margaret K. Capone, 8/31/13, in which... she was diagnosed with ADHD, an adjustment disorder, polysubstance dependence. Access to was deferred. Medical source statement, this claimant would be able to follow one, two, and more complex directives in her present state, i.e. actively abusing substances with compounding attentional problems and anxiety, as well as adjustment issues. She is unlikely to maintain... pace, persistence, and consistency within a job, secondary to inability to attend and focus in a sustained fashion. New paragraph, diagnosis, axis 1, 304.80, polysubstance dependence, 314.01, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, combined type, 300.23, social phobia, generalized. Also, axis 1, 309.28, adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood. Axis 2, V7109, 799.9, diagnosis deferred. Axis 3, reported chronic pain, asthma, diabetes. Axis 4, economic problems, inadequate finances, problems with primary support group, children removed from contact with her. Axis 5, global assessment of functioning. 49, prognosis poor, claiming able to manage the funds. No, first and last seen. 4, 9, 13. Thank you for typing.